that there are many chakras in the body. Okay? And these chakras are the places through which these grahas, upagrahas, and aprakasha grahas are controlling us. We are controlled through the main chakras and through the by the graha, upagraha, and aprakasha graha. So, in principle, there are many chakras. The seven main chakras are the one at the base of the spine is Mooladhara, above that is Swadhisthana, then Manipura, then Anahata, then Shuddhi, then Agyakhya, then Sahasrara. So these are the seven principal chakras, and the Saptagraha, the seven planets, control us through this. How do the planets control us? There is something called these seven chakras map into Saptaloka. These seven chakras are mapping to the Saptaloka. Mooladhara is mapped into Bhuloka. So you write Mooladhara, against that you write Bhuloka. Okay? Bhuloka. Then Swadhisthana is mapped into Bhuvaloka. Good. Manipura into Swargaloka. Then Anahata into Maharloka. The greatness loka. Greatness. You become a great person, Mahapurusha or Maharloka. Then after that, Vishuddhi is mapped into Janarloka. Then Agyakhya is mapped into Taparloka. And finally, Sahasrara is mapped into Satyaloka. Between, there are two more chakras which are very important, which you must know as Jyotishis. One is called the Soma Chakra, which is between the Agyakhya and the Sahasrara. Do you know where is Sahasrara? Where is Sahasrara?
Actually, above.
The correct answer, some of you, two of you have given me. Not that high.
Yeah, just
not that high. It is in the. Put your palm like this. When you put your palm on top of your head, that is where the Sahasrara is. That is why they say that the Jyotir, that the Shivalinga which you keep in your house for your worship, personal worship, should be less than the height of this. Why should it be less than the height of this? Because from my head to the Sahasrara is the Shiva. The Guru sits over here. No? So if the Shivalinga is smaller than this, then it can fit over here. If it is bigger than this, it will not fit on top of my head. Interesting, huh? So just four fingers above my head is the Sahasrara. Now between the Sahasrara and the Agyakhya. Agyakhya is the above the thing, but here, somewhere over here. Huh? But it is inside. It is inside. It's the third eye inside. Somewhere in between that, towards the back, there is this Soma Chakra. Soma Chakra. This chakra is responsible for all my desires. Soma. It creates desires and it fulfills the desires. That is why it is called Soma Chakra. But above the Sahasrara, one hand, they say, one hand above the Sahasrara is another chakra which we do not know of. That chakra is very pure. It cannot contact. If it contacts with us, the purity will be lost. Because this body is impure. This body is tamas. So, but it is here somewhere on top. Okay? That is called the Amrita Chakra. The chakra of nectar. It is one hand above your head. Amrita Chakra. So how many chakras we have now? We have nine chakras. We need to know who are the. How do we live in these chakras? We are not talking about the lords. It's talking about me. How do I live in these chakras? I do live in the chakras. I do live in all these nine chakras. Each one of us is living in nine chakras. At the Mooladhara is Mars. The planet at the Mooladhara is Mangala. Okay. Now, in the order of the seven planets, in the order of the seven planets, on the basis of the speed, increasing speed, we will allocate the other chakras. Who is faster than Mars?
Sun.
Correct. Who answered Sun? Aditya. Correct. Bhogendranath answered Sun. Why? Because the Earth is faster than the Mars, and instead of Earth, we say Sun because of geocentric. Remember, please write down the speeds of the planets if you don't remember it. Which is the slowest planet? Saturn. Then Jupiter. Please write down. Please write down on one side. On one side, write down the planets. Saturn dash Jupiter dash Mars dash Sun dash Venus dash Mercury dash Moon. I want you to write it down. So, if in Bhuloka we have Mars, Bhuvaloka, who is the planet?
Sun.
Write down Sun in Bhuvaloka. After Bhuvaloka, Swargaloka. Heaven. Who is there?
Venus.
Write it down. After that? Mercury is in Maharloka. After that? Janarloka is? Moon. Moon means public, no? Jana means public, people. Where people, souls who have done great service to other people will go. Janarloka. Janardana. He who is praised by all the public. So when you do such good karmas that you are praised by all the people, you will go to Janarloka by the grace of Janardana. Janardana is one of the names of Vishnu. So that is Janarloka. So we got Moon over there. After Moon, who will come?
Saturn.
So Taparloka, who is the planet?
Saturn.
Finally, Satyaloka?
Jupiter.
After that, the next Loka? Which is between the two? Somaloka, Rahu. All desires are created in this Loka and they are fulfilled also in this Loka. So all desires are in your head. Okay? And they are fulfilled also by this loka. That which is not fulfilled will cause your rebirth. So this loka is keeping you alive. Why are you alive? Because of desires. And above all this, that one feet up, you know, one foot on top, is this Amrita loka, which is ruled by Ketu. So which planet can give us moksha?
Ketu.
Because why? Because our consciousness must shift to that level where it is not attached to this body, not to any of the desires, not to any of the karmas of the grahas. All the seven grahas have karmas. We have to leave all those karmas. Even the desires of the Soma Loka we have to leave, and we must progress to Amrita Loka. When we go to the Amrita Chakra and our consciousness is constantly over there, therefore after death we cannot get a body. Because there is no desire left, nor any karmas left over here. How? We have shed them. We have to shed these things and go to Amrita Loka. So who is the Moksha Karaka? Now you know why it is Moksha Karaka. It is Moksha Karaka because it is the only graha which has direct access to Amrita. That is the only way you can go to Amrita Loka. Which graha is keeping us in Bhuloka?
Mangal.
So the more Mangal you have, the more happier you are going to be in Bhuloka. So do you think Mangal owns properties?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think Mangal rules power and gives power?
Yes. Yes.
Power where? In Bhuloka it will give you power. Power to punish others, power to beat others, power to torture others, beating each other, fighting for property. That is Mangal. So will you agree that at Bhuloka level, the planet which is keeping here is Mangal. That is why it is called Mrityu Loka. Bhuloka is also called Mrityu Loka, where death occurs. Death as an experience. Death is nothing but an experience. Death is another experience. Just like marriage, death is also an experience. Anubhava. And this is an experience which you will have only in Bhuloka. Other lokas, there is nothing called Mrityu. You transfer from one loka to the other without undergoing the process of Mrityu. Okay? loka has a certain kind of people living in it. When your consciousness becomes that, then you will start residing. Your soul will start residing in that loka. When you are born, your soul is in Mahaloka, in the heart chakra. Near the Anahata, there is another chakra called Hrid chakra. Hrid chakra. What is it called?
Hrid chakra.
This is near the Anahata, but it is not Anahata. Your soul is not sitting in Anahata. Do not be so arrogant to think that you are sitting in Anahata. You are sitting in Hrid chakra. Hrid chakra is slightly on the left hand side and it has a tree. There is a tree in that. The tree is called Kalpa Vriksha. And it is upside down. It's upside down. The roots of the tree are going into the Anahata chakra. The Anahata chakra is here. The roots of this tree are going into the Anahata chakra from where it is getting food, some kind of peculiar food or electricity kind of food it is getting. And the fruits of that are being given to you because your soul is sitting under this tree over here in the Hrid chakra. Okay. So who is now looking after this? Let us go one by one on the lokas. Bhuloka, Ganesha. The devata for Bhuloka is Ganesha. Therefore, Lord Shiva has ruled that the proposal of Narayan, Narayan made a proposal for Janakalyan, that for the benefit of all the people, I have a proposal that Ganesha should be worshipped first in Bhuloka. Lord Shiva thought, of course, Narayan, what you said must be always good for people. It is always good for people. So therefore Vishnu and Shiva agree that Ganesha should be Agraja or the first worshipped. Because he is the Devata of Bhuloka. Devata, deity. For he sits in the Mooladhara. Therefore who is the Devata in the Mooladhara chakra?
Ganesha.
Who is the Devata who can control this whole world of yours? Ganesha, Agraja. But let me tell you, the proposal of Vishnu and the discussion between Vishnu and Shiva, and both of them were very happy and hugging each other, the rest of the devatas did not like. So, who are the devatas who are causing disobedience of this? All the devatas, excepting Shiva Vishnu. So, when you are going to worship Ganesha first, you are agreeing with Narayan and you are agreeing with Shiva. If you say, I am not going to worship Ganesha, that means you are possessed by some other devata. Who is causing you to have this disturbance? Am I being clear?
Yes.
Therefore, Ganesha has to be worshipped first. Without Ganesha, you cannot do any puja. Then next loka?
Bhuva
loka. Where is this loka? It is in Swadhisthana. Swadhisthana directly maps into your procreative organs. It maps into which organs? Procreative organs. Who should be the devata over here? Kamadev.
Kamadev.
He is the devata who will control this. Above this is Manipura, which is at the level of your navel. Who is the devata who sits over here? Brahma. Above that is the great Anahata, which is constantly feeding electric rays to you, to your soul. Who sits over here? We call him Jagannatha. What is he doing? He is feeding all the time. Constantly he is feeding your soul. Therefore he is Jagannath. Above that is the Vishuddhi chakra. In Vishuddhi, we have a beautiful combination over here. A couple are sitting over there, whom we call father and mother. This is me. I am sitting here. Right? I am sitting actually here, and with me is my devata who is feeding me. But above me is my father and mother who created me, right? They are different from me. My father and mother are different from me. And therefore, this has to be different from the devata over here. And that is who? Shiva and Parvati. But we don't use the word Shiva over here, because we don't make mistakes. You use the word Shiva, you make mistake, right? Rudra Parvati. Why do we write Rudra? Because the first sound that the baby makes is cry. The baby cries. Baby doesn't know language, right? What is the first sound he makes? He cries. That cry is called Rudra. The first cry is called Rudra. Therefore Rudra, calling father. Did you understand the concept here? Parvati. The word Parvati is, she is the daughter of the mountains. That is very decent English translation. But is the baby looking for some mountain? Which mountain is the baby looking for? The breasts of the mother. The breasts of the mother. Those are the two mountains he is looking for. That is going to feed him. That is the Parvati, meaning of Parvati. Father, mother, what? Rudra, crying out for father, and Parvati, Rudra Parvati. After that, this is the trunk. The trunk is finished. Now the area of knowledge is to come. Which loka is this? Third eye? Tapas loka, his destiny. What is there in his destiny? Who says, I will teach you destiny? Saturn. Tapaloka, you have come to this planet to burn for your sins. Tapa means to burn. I will combust you in ways you cannot even imagine. You think combustion only happens from heat? I will show you what is cold combustion. So Saturn is going to teach you tapasya. And from this tapasya, you have to learn Vivek. Vivek must come to you. Otherwise the tapasya is useless. And who is the devata? According to our tradition, so that we don't make mistakes, we call him Adi, Anadi. Adi, Anadi, two. Adi is the devata, Anadi is the Shakti. Adi means everything that has a beginning. Everything that has a beginning is called Adi. Anadi means without a beginning. So everything can either have a beginning or not have a beginning. Where did my lineage come from? Where did this blood in my body come from? How difficult it is to trace it? When you trace it, and if you can trace it, then it is Adi, the beginning. If you cannot trace it, it has become Anadi. So many things, everything in life. Everything in life, when you study anything, either it is on the basis of a beginning, or it is something which never had a beginning. Where did this plant come from? When first plant, we don't know where the first plant was formed. Can you tell me if the first coconut tree, where it came from? It is impossible. It is impossible for us to know from where the first coconut tree came. So when we study coconut trees, we forget the question of where the first coconut tree came. We just study it as a subject, or as an item, as an object, anadi, without a beginning. An object without a beginning. Space, where does it end? We don't know. Anadi. So everything has an Adi and Anadi, a beginning and a non-beginning. That is how the tradition teaches in our Puri. The devatas in different traditions over here will change. Okay. Finally, there is the Sahasrara. And there is only one devata over here, that is Om. What is his name? Om. What does he do? Om. What does he eat? Om. What does he say? Om. Does he do anything else? Om. There is just Om. At the Sahasrara, absolute, he seeks the absolute truth. Om. And why is he saying this Om all the time? Because he is the one who is in contact with Amrita. If he does not say Om, his contact with Amrita will break. That is why you must say Om. When you say Om, you get contact with the Amrita. So did you get the Devatas? So who sits in the Anahata Chakra? Jagannath with whom? Lakshmi. Jagannath and Mahalakshmi. To think of them as any avatar, then you must have the matching Shakti. You must. If you think of him as Ram, you must have Sita. If you think of him as Krishna, you must have? What? Who said Radha? Rukmini, his wife. His Shakti is Rukmini. Don't do this mistake. Who is the Shakti of Krishna? Rukmini. Be clear. Heart chakra, leather chakra. But some of them do not have wives, is it? For example, if I ask you who was the Shakti of Kurma Avatar, what answer will you give me? See, I always do these things because I know what you don't know. What about Narsingha Deva? That you should know. Lakshmi is a simple answer for everybody. Sita is for Ram and Lakshmi, Krishna Lakshmi, Kurma Lakshmi. You are not wrong. I am not saying you are wrong. You cannot be wrong because she is Lakshmi. Rukmini is Lakshmi. Sita is Lakshmi. She is the rightful one to sit on his left side. Nobody else can sit on the left side. The moment you put somebody else on the left side, your own marriage will go for a six. It will go for a six. Remember that. Because he sits here, you play with him, he knows how to play with you. He will play your game. He will play your game, trust me. And he will just smile and your world will go upside down and he will be smiling and playing his flute. For me, I see a flute. But I don't see a flute over there. I see Jagannath eating lots of rice. So I eat lots of rice. Right? Now there is a difference. Now here the paramparas and traditions and religions come into the picture. I talked of everything. In the Soma Chakra there is only the moon. Soma Chakra there is moon. Moon is the Devata. Chandra is the Devata. Who is constantly fighting against the desires, Rahu. Either by fulfilling the desire or by destroying the desire. So I am just putting moon. Later you will understand about moon in more detail. Soma Chakra. Did you get the Soma Chakra? That is why the chakra is called Soma. Right? You read more about Soma. Please do not read Max Müller for Soma. Otherwise you will come back with some strange ideas. Okay. Then Amrita Chakra depends upon Parampara. For the Shaivites, on the Amrita Chakra, they may see Sadashiva. For the Christians, they see Holy Father. Islam, they see Allah over there on top, Amrita Chakra. For the Zoroastrians, they see, what is that name they use for the fire? They see one eagle-like image over there with two large wings.
Parohar.
Yeah. One of those names, yeah. Parohar.
Parohar is the man-eagle.
The man-eagle with the sea over there. Who is the final point over
yeah.
there?
Like an angel.
Like an angel.
But Ahura Mazda is God.
Ahura Mazda is then the final one over. Correct. Ahura Mazda is there on top. For Zoroastrians, he will be Ahura Mazda over there. For the Islam, it will be Allah over there. For the Shaivites, it will be Sadashiva over there. Or some say even Paramashiva. For the Vaishnavas, it is? Mahavishnu. Narayana. There is no sleeping over there. They can't sleep on top. If they sleep on top, you had it. See, this is where the problem arises. Different sampradayas will have different forms of. I know about Krishna. So I can tell you about that. I do not know about Vishnu, what I will tell you. See, I am a very truthful person that way. What I don't know, I don't know. The Krishna that you will see over there is not the avatar Krishna over here. Out here, the avatars. Avatar means they come over here because you are come over here.
So they have come with you. Avataram is Karanaha, he who is with you and is helping you to cross over the Bhuloka. You have arrived in Bhuloka, you will live through Bhuloka, you will die. He is there with you from birth till death and after. Therefore the avatar has to be here. If he is not here, who will take you after you die? Let us say some people make a deal. Okay Lord, pack up your bags and go. This seat I want to reserve for Mr. Devil. Some people make a deal. And then the Lord says, fair enough. I mean, now it's your choice. What happens then? This Atman starts experiencing hellish words within the world. Hellish experience. Bad, evil experiences they start having. And they start enjoying that because they wanted that experience. So what happens when they die? This avatar is supposed to carry you away through this Garuda. So instead of going with the Garuda, through the Agyakya, you are God knows which tala you are going to. See the problem. Therefore we are very careful that look, so long as you, Devata has the power of light, Garuda is light, has the power of light, then you will go up. Aloka. Loka means aloka, light. You will go to the light worlds. Otherwise you will go to the dark world. Sapta loka means seven light worlds. Sapta tala means seven dark worlds. So you need to make a decision who is going to sit in your heart. Now the problem in English word heart is it cannot differentiate between hrid and anahata. So let us say, let us agree that whenever we use the word heart chakra, we are meaning hrid chakra plus anahata chakra. Okay? Because there are two chakras here, not one. Every system you see, they will only talk of one chakra. And everything goes wrong. All arguments go wrong, all discussions go wrong, concepts go wrong. There are two chakras over here. One is you and one is he who came with you. Okay? Now I am not getting it. Now there are multiple forms that can be here. There can be Krishna, this thing, there can be Jagannatha, there can be Shiva, there can be whatever. Any Devata who has light is welcome over here in the heart. If you welcome a Devata who does not have light, you are going to be in trouble. That is the reason why we from Puri are very strict. We don't allow black magic. We don't allow it. The problem is not with the black magic per se. The problem is with the deal that this seat is now going to be given to another Devata who doesn't have light and who will take it to darkness. Don't make the deal. It's not worth it. It's too expensive a deal for you. Careful. Okay. Now, in our tradition what happens when they meditated on top, at this Amrita Chakra, they found that there is only one Krishna. There is no Radha over there. There is no Rukmini over there. Rukmini is not there. There is only one Krishna over there and he is standing there with his left leg in front of the right leg and holding a flute and playing some sound. There is no sound coming from there, and although yet he is playing that thing, and from because of that flute being played, this Sahasrara Chakra is saying, Om, 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 Om. He is just playing the flute and that the wind coming from his flute is doing Om over here. And that is what is coming down. That Krishna is a, what do they call him? That Krishna has a tremendous power. No black magic seems to work in front of him. His left leg he puts in front of the right leg and all black magic gets destroyed. Just the pair paisa kar diya. Just crosses the left leg over the right leg. All black magic is destroyed. And only Om comes from the flute. Then people when they meditated, they see this Kamadhenu over there. The only creature hanging around there is Kamadhenu. There is no other thing. Only Kamadhenu, the cow. Then they concluded, oh, this cow is worth calling. I should call the cow.
If I call the cow, then the cow can take me, because she's mother, no? She will take me to that place. This calling of the cow is called Aradhita. Kama Denu Aradhita. Call Ara. From Aradhita, Radha. The name Radha is short for Aradhana. And it relates to the nakshatra Anuradha. Fallen soul. I am fallen over here. Here in this heart chakra. Please lift me. You do not have the capacity to go up. So you have to call Aradhita Radha. The calling is called Radha. What is Radha? Radha is the pitiful. Oh, please have mercy on me. Please, God, I beg you. I am completely fallen. I am patita. That calling is called Radha. When that comes from this soul, then he will lift you. For you do not have the capacity to go up. That is the approach. That is the approach of the Utkaliya and the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Did you understand? The moment you have ahankara, it means you have the strength to fly. Fine, fly. Why should I come for you? Show me that you can do it. You think you can do it? Do it. Why should he come? It is your ahankar, that is why they say, it is your ahankar, there is only one blockage between you and the Guru. Ahankar. There is nothing else. You believe that you can go up, so go up and show it, let's see. And you will fail. You 100% will fail, because you know why? When you come out from this and try to go up, oh, the Swadhisthana, hunger will torment you. And then, that is the Manipura has all sorts of jewels which you want. Then the Swadhisthana has all desires, six desires. The Sharmipos will, you are done now for that. So instead of going up, you change the route and go down. What are the two ways in which I can go up? One is by the cow who was with Krishna. Two, someone who sits on the Sahasrara can also push me up. That is the path of the Guru, Shiva. You, the form in which you want to see him, he will take that form. He has no problem. Achyuta Samhita is the form of holding a flute. Because he got the mantra from Chaitanya. This is where the parampara comes into the picture. The parampara will only give you a form which is pure enough and light, has enough light for you to follow. So let us say you are a Shaiva, then you have to go. Let us say you are following Ramanuja. What is the form that you see on top over there? I do not know. Because I have not followed that. So then you have to go to them and ask them, what form do I see now in the chakra? What form do I visualize? Has anybody visualized it? Is there a book written on it? Does someone talk about it? Ask. Do not blindly follow. Ask. For ignorance will only breed more ignorance. And if they cannot answer, fold your hands, thank them and walk away. Don't push them, because they don't know. If they knew, they will tell you. If they knew, they will tell you, for they are obliged to tell you. You have come to them and they have the knowledge. If they do not give the knowledge, and you have asked in this particular manner, then knowledge will leave them. They don't have sattva guna. If you have sattva guna, then you will give. Happily you will give. In this matter, you should give this knowledge. What is there to hide? There is nothing to hide in this matter. What you don't see, if somebody asks me, I want to follow the path of the Shaiva. Okay, fine. Shaiva, then you have Shivas over here, then you have the Paramashiva over here, then you have Sadashiva over here, Paramashiva over here. Then follow that path. But learn from a proper guru. Learn the mantras and follow properly. That is why when people ask me, Sanjay, you are Diksha Guru, I do not have the capacity to sit over here and push you to. I do not have that capacity. That is the truth. I may have the knowledge, but I don't have the capacity.
So actually, his chakra is exactly in the center.
So when you come out of the hill, see, the anahata is above. slightly above. You see the heart, anahata is somewhere here. It's a flower which is turned upside down. A lotus flower turned upside down. So when you come out over there, you see one big flower over there. Like a bee, you are supposed, they say na? Like a bee, bumblebee. What does a bumblebee do when he flies? He chants his mantra. When you hear the sound of a bumblebee, what is the bumblebee doing? The sound? He is just doing his mantra, bija mantra. He is doing the bija. Like the bee, you must go to the flower. If you do not, you will go down. For you have to pass through that flower and go up. There is no other way up. And it's a flower turned upside down. You'll see the flower. Okay, interesting, huh? And now you know the grass which are there. And so, you know the grahas, and you know from which the grahas are pulling you. Which is the highest loka that you can achieve? Satyaloka. If you can achieve Satyaloka, you can go there, and then you will not have to come back. You can sit over there and wait for the date of Mahapralaya, in which you will finally automatically go. For Jupiter will never let you down. Never. If you take Satyaloka, if you forget anything else, just blind faith in the Guru. Blind faith in the Guru, then you will reach Satyaloka. You will get Jnana and you will sit in the Satyaloka with all the truthful monks like Dharmaraj, Yudhishthira. So that path is said to be the easier path. So be careful, huh? What you are doing, what mantras you are doing. Same Kali. The same Kali is worshipped in Jagannath Puri as the sister of Jagannath. The same Kali is worshipped slightly further down in some remote village where they do sacrifices. Kali, the name is the same Kali. What are you offering? What are you doing? Is your worship subject to go up? Remember I told you. Remember this rule. If I am looking up, it is Sattva Guna. If I am looking down, it is Tamas Guna. If I am looking straight, it is Rajas Guna. The only chance that you have to go upwards is Sattva. Only chance. You have Rajas, you will just hang around there. Dancing, singing, money, making this, that. Be there. Stay there. If you have Tamas, you will go down. No escape. So it is the guna that will decide whether you will go up or down. Okay? So have I clarified all the points that are associated with the seven chakras? I have also shown you in which houses they are. Okay? Now, there are some sounds that create these houses. Bhuloka was created from the sound Shreem. Bhuloka was created from Shreem. Bhuvaloka from Hreem, H-R-I-N, Hreem. Swargaloka from Aim, A-I-M, Aim. Maharloka from Gaum, Ga-Om, Gaum. Gaum, Gum. And right. Okay. Then? Janatloka was created from Kring, K-R-I-N-G. K-R-I-M, Kring.
Kring.
Kring, Kring. Like ice cream. Okay? Kring, easy to understand. Then we have Taparloka with Haum, H-A-U-M. Ha plus Haum, Haum. And Satyaloka can only have Om. I've told that to you. Only Om. And these are another two planes which we know of, where all the desires are coming from. Soma Loka was created with Soma. Just it's a bija.
So.
The Soma Loka was created with that. And finally, Amrita Loka was created with the bija.
Clean. K-L-I-N. Clean.
Clean.
Clean. So, Soma Loka is Soam.
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 Soma Loka is Soam. Every desire, it has a power. Soam has a power to fulfill every desire. The gods themselves pray for Soam. The devatas, Indra and all the devatas, they keep saying Soam, Soam. So powerful that Soam is, he's giving food to everybody. They are all standing in queue. Yama is also standing in queue and going in, you know. Have you seen that they are all standing one by one? He's giving them food. Here, take some. Soam. Therefore, Krishna said, let there be Somnath Jyotirlinga. And let this Somnath Jyotirlinga feed everyone. All the devatas come every day over there and get their food. All the human beings get their food and their desires fulfilled. All the animals get their food and desires fulfilled. It all happens from one soul. Clear?
Good.
So now, can you draw a chart, a basic chart with 12 signs? And in this chart, first, on one side, you write down, outside on top, write down Soam. I know that it is from this Soam that all the desires are coming into this Rashi Chakra. And all the fulfillment of desires are also coming. So, one arrow will come from Soam to inside the Rashi Chakra. And one arrow will go from Rashi Chakra outside to clean. So Soam and clean are outside. You agree? Soam and clean are outside. What type should I draw?
East.
Okay. Normally what we do? We simply put the moon over there. We understand Soam. Easy to understand Soam. And then we make one Surya over here. The soul of all. And this is Kleem. Soam. Okay. Now, this is, assuming that this is the first house. And the lokas. We have already done lokas earlier. So, Om has to come here. Right? Home will come here, then clean will come here, then Gom will come here, then Am will come here, then Hrim will come here, and then Shrim will come here. Easy, right? Yeah. Good. Now I'll take a little break. And when this picture gets inside your head,